Today will be our sixth time talking about the cross. The cross of making. Let us read Genesis chapter 1.
26-28.
26-28. Let us read together.
神说,
then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
1
Corinthians chapter 1, 22-24. Together. For indeed Jews ask for signs, and Greeks search for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
好。 我们读罗马书第八章,
the book of Romans, chapter
8,
26-29. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray it as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
好，我们再读以赛亚43章,
the book of Isaiah, chapter 43,
43章1到7节,
run through 7. But now thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and who he formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through in the fire, you will not be scorched, or will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, since you are honor and I love you, I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
我们再读耶利米，给你们读的多一点啊，耶利米18章，
Jeremiah chapter 18，
18章1到6节，
1-6， the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the porter's house, and there I will announce my words to you. Then I went down to the porter's house, and there he was making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of clay was foil in the hands of the porter. So he remade it into another vessel, and it pleased the porter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this porter does? Declares the Lord, Behold, like the clay in the porter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
我们再回到以赛亚64章,
Going back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 64,
我们读第八节,
verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are porter, and all of us are the work of your hands.
好,以赛亚在这里用了很强的字。
Here, Isaiah used a strong word.
我们是你手中的工作,
says, and all of us are the work of your hand.
工作要换作杰作,
the work means the masterpiece.
是你手中的杰作,
we are the masterpiece of your hand.
最后,我们读以弗所书,
lastly, the book of Ephesians.
第二章,
chapter 2,
第十节,
verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
这里保罗就引用以赛亚64章,
so here, Paul is quoting the book of Isaiah 64, that we are your masterpiece.
保罗说,
and Paul said, For we are your masterpiece.
在基督耶稣里做成的,
created in Christ Jesus for good works.
自由人类以来,
when man was created,
一直有个最大的问题在人类中间,
there's always been a question that we ask.
就是我们人生活着到底为什么?
It is, what is the purpose of life?
人的意义是什么?
What is the purpose of living?
就是 从古到今人类的问题,
it is a question that has been asked since day one.
在欧洲, 在亚洲, 所有的人, 很早就有这个问题,
in Europe, in Asia, this question was asked thousands of years ago.
所以许多哲学家他们起来,
and so a lot of philosophers,
哲学家就是研究人生问题的,
philosophers, the people that think about human's life,
到底人活着为什么?
They tried to answer, what is the purpose of life?
人的意义到底是什么?
What is the purpose of living?
这个问题不解决,人活着虚空透了,
and we cannot answer this question, then our life is in vain.
那么这些哲学家不懂圣经找答案, 他们用他们的聪明找答案,
but for these philosophers, they don't look to the Bible for an answer, they try to use their wisdom. In Europe, in fact, a lot of philosophers,
有的人发疯了,
a lot of them went insane.
有的人靠近发疯了,
a lot of them are close to being insane.
做了奇怪的事,
they start doing weird things.
把自己装在一个桶里面,
they will put themselves into a bucket.
他会回答不出来人生的意义吗?
Because he couldn't answer that question.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, in our wisdom, we cannot answer this question. There's a lot of philosophers too today that are trying to figure out the purpose of life. They're not looking for the answer from the Bible. But I tell you, they will never find the answer. But today, as children of God, we need to know the answer. Otherwise, our life is in vain.
人活着为什么呢?
What is the purpose of life?
人不过最聪明的动物就是了,
man is just a smart animal.
除了人之外, 猴子比动物聪明,
besides man, I think monkey is the wisest.
那我们是不是高一等的猴子啊?
Then maybe I'm just a superior monkey.
进化论就是我们从猴子变的,
the evolution talked about how we evolved from monkeys.
有点我开车给面, 前面一个美国人开部汽车,
one day I was driving the car in front of me,
后面挂个牌子, I believe Darwin.
There's a bumper sticker that says, I believe in Darwin. Darwin is the author of evolution. Today, let me tell you a story. After Darwin wrote about evolution, at the end of his days, he regretted. Before he met the Lord, he was persecuted. When a believer went to visit him, Darwin said that I have committed a sin that cannot be forgiven. I wrote about revolutions and now everyone is learning it. I now am deeply regretful. But that brother introduced him the power of Christ's blood. And so there's a brother who actually held a sign that says, I'm not a descendant of monkeys. And I do not believe in evolution. I am created by God. In the book of Job, it says that our creation is in awe. Now then, how amazing is our body? That there are some smart men. How can they understand the purpose of life? Last year, I did not visit China. I think the Lord is trying to stop me. 2 days before my trip, I was vomiting all day. And I was very, very dizzy. And I went to the doctor. The doctor said that I might have an inflammation in my inner ear. It is a very small piece of muscle in my inner ear. Just that little thing can make me so dizzy. It made me vomit all day. And then I used my little strength to went to the Sunday sermon. But I told the brothers and sisters, I was not in great sickness. It's only my inner ear. Such a little thing in my body made me vomit all day. In fact, I really wanted to make that trip. But I tell you that that's the mystery of our body. There is no other machines on earth that can compare to our body. The cars that you have bought, how many years would it work? Is there a car that can work 30 years? 10 years maybe max. But I tell you that my body has been operating for 87 years. So I always said that praise the Lord for He has given me a strong body. It is a great mystery. And how this mysterious body is not a descendant of ape. Then what is the purpose of life? Why are we living? When God created man, God proclaimed this. Genesis chapter 1, 26 and 27. When God created man, and God made this proclamation. And this statement didn't come true until the end of Revelation. From the beginning of the end of the whole Bible, God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And I tell you that this is a deep message. God said, that in grammar, in English, there's singular and plural. But in Chinese, there's no such thing. But in original language, in Hebrew, there is a triad, a trinity. And God in stands is a trinity. So in Chinese is that let us. But I tell you that it is actually a trinity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. And he says that it is the different personality. That the greatest creation is they're going to create man. After they're created all things under heaven, then God said, let us make man.
在创世纪一章二章有四个不同的造字。
And in chapter one of Genesis, there are four different types of making.
这里所用的是创造。
And here it says, "Let us make man."
人类以前没有这个动物。
Before that day, there was no man.
这是麻烦的事啊。
And that's not easy.
这科学家挖出来的人类骸骨啊。
And then when the scientists, when they dug up the bones of the old people, they could be millions of years old.
在 Culver City 有个弟兄跟一个科学家争论起来。
So in Culver City, there was a brother that got into an argument with a scientist.
有时候科学家不是外面来的，教会的负责弟兄，他是研究科学的人。
And that scientist, he actually, study in history.
他一个不小心说，哎呀，这人的骸骨埋在地下几百万年了。
Study in archaeology, and he said bones were buried for thousands of years.
有脸红耳赤的那家。
So the brother said to him,
亚当被造到今天七千年。
That when God created man till now, it's been 7,000 years.
你怎么说几百万年？
So how can you call these bones been in the earth for millions of years?
出生牛还有度量不讲话的人。
And they got into an argument.
现在我吃饭碰那个。
So when I was having lunch, I talked to them, and he was a brother that loved the Lord. And I said, you may have said something wrong. And I said, brother, so today we're not fighting against science. And then our gospel will never be spread. No one will believe in our words. That tell you that the bones been buried for millions of years, it is true.
和我们不同。
But it's different from us.
像人类的动物。
It is something that was an animal that was like human.
你怎么大宝神没有造我的？
How do you know that God never created that animal?
我读了好多书，那个像人类动物比我们能差一点了。
I've read in many books, there are animals that are like man.
我们是为智慧人类。
But men are with wisdom.
那是亚当的后裔。
We are the descendants of Adam.
那是圣经记载的。
We are in the Bible.
像人的动物啊。
But there are animals that were like man.
都被智慧人类消灭掉了。
Those are the animals that was distinct by man.
这个也有科学家的研究的证明了。
And in fact, there was proof by science.
谁创造人？
When God created man.
这造字叫做创造。
When he made man, he created man.
在人之间没有这种动物。
Before man, there was no man.
这不是进化来的。
We are not evolved from something else.
中国我们发现什么？能够挖出所有的古迹啊，没有超过四千年的。
And in fact, if you look at the artifacts of China, there's nothing that was older than 4,000 years.
中国有一些历史是不是完全可信的。
But some of the histories there may not be real.
可信的历史四千年。
All the things that can be proven are only 4,000 years old.
传说的历史五千年。
But the myths may be 5,000 years old.
神创造我们。
When God created man.
那个造字，就是创造。
When he created man.
我们要照着我们的形象，按我们样式造人。
Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.
形象是里面的像象。
Image is what's inside.
生命的像象。
The image of life.
样式的外面的像象。
And likeness is external.
表现的像象。
Things that we can show.
我们要照人。
That would let us make man.
里面像我们，外面像我们。
To have our internal image and external likeness.
像我们的生命。
To have our life.
像我们的表现。
And to have our appearance.
这是神造人的目的。
And that's the purpose of God's making man.
这大家一次永远听清楚了啊。
So let us understand this once and for all.
那么神正要造的时候呢。
So when God was creating us.
下面说乃是照着他的形象。造男造女。
He says, then God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created male and female.
这个他是单数的。
When he,
所以圣经是列过七次的存银的。圣经列过七次的存银。这话啰嗦了。一个字不能多，一个字不能减的。
So the Bible, there's no extra word, not even one.
这个他是单数的。
He says that him, she is one, is singular.
三位一体的神里面。
In the Trinity God.
只有神的儿子有形象的。
There's only the Son of God that has an image.
这个造的是叫做基督的形象，造男造女。
So when God created man, it's his own form, one form.
神造人的目的为什么？
Then why did God create man?
成造人的目的就是我们人活着的目的。
God created man for one purpose.
也就是我们人生的意义。
Talk about the purpose of our life.
人是照着耶稣基督造的。
We are created in the form of Jesus.
神为什么造人?
Why did God create man?
神的目的, God's purpose. 像基督的男人和女人,
God's purpose is to have male and female in the form of Jesus Christ.
男人女人分别多大?
What's the difference between male and female?
我碰到有些男人像女人,
I've met some men that act like a woman and some woman that has a temper of a man.
但不算太好,
that's not great.
男人不像个男人吧?
Let a man like a man and a woman like a woman.
谁做男人女人就是不一样的吗?
Because God created male and female differently. But in the Son of God, there is no gender. When God words became flesh, Jesus was a man. But in glory, there is no difference in gender. When we got into eternity, I hear that there will be no more gender. When an apostle asked Jesus, when a man has married many wives, and in the afterlife, which wife will be his true wife? And man says, after we are resurrected, there will be no more marriage. Just like the angels in heaven. For the angels, there's no gender. Male and male is in this world. So that's why let a man be a man and a woman like a woman. And someone tried to talk to me is that Christianity only favor male and not female. And I said to this man, then that means that you don't know the Bible at all. You don't know the Bible at all. In the Bible, male and female are equal. When God created man, he created male and female. So that male and female are in the form of Christ. Now, do you understand it? Now, you know the purpose of your life. I hope you understand. Don't be like the worldly people that we don't know the purpose of life. And don't try to come up with a purpose of life. Because God told us. What is this purpose? So that we can look over the world. And there's two differences of ruling. First, we have to take sovereignty. Why did he made us? One purpose. To be in his image and likeness. And to rule over the world. So when we walk on this world, we have the likeness of Jesus. We take on his sovereignty. And that is our purpose. Then he talked about more of this ruling. You talk about the birds in the sky, the fish in the ocean. And you also talk about the creeping things. He talked about this snake that is going to come tempt Adam. Because God knew that Adam was going to be tempted by the snake. And then when he talked about ruling, it used this special word. He says that you are going to subdue it. You're going to multiply and you're going to subdue it. You are going to be multiplied and subdued.
威权掌权,
to rule over the world. Because God is telling Adam that he will have an enemy. And this enemy was going to be strong. So we will have to fight this battle. To multiply until we can subdue. Now you understand? So we have a purpose. A purpose is different from what other people think. But as children of God, we have to share the same purpose. If we don't spend our life pursuing the Lord, not to obtain His life, not to reveal Christ, then your life is without a purpose. You can live till 100-year-old, 120-year-old. I have a relative. He is the president of the Nutritionist Society. He has a lot of knowledge. And he is a famous professor. And then he talked to me a couple of times. He said, "You are still young." And then when people tell you that you're young, you should be happy. But how can you tell me that I'm young? I'm 87. And he said, "Well, fine, I'm young." But in his research, he starts sharing his knowledge. He says that man can live till 150. And one day I was having dinner with him, he said the same thing. And I said, "What 150? I haven't even met someone who has been 120-year-old. He said, "Well, yes, there are a few, but they're not a lot." And then I said, "If you keep saying this, then it's not fine, you're just saying it." But in God's grace, I'm 87 and I'm still healthy. To still have enough strength to cross the Pacific. And I tell you that our body is mysterious. That our life is with purpose. And our purpose is different from the world. So we have to live according to His likeness and take His ruling. And then now we come to our topic. So the greatest work of Christ, how do we achieve this purpose? There are two roads that can lead us to achievement, so that we can be like Him. One is the Holy Spirit. One is the cross. The cross and the Holy Spirit. It is like His left and right hands. His hands that is working on us. So that gradually we will be like Him. And this work takes place for a long time. And sometimes you won't even feel the progress. But in fact, you are progressing. And when I was younger, I thought that I was too short. I wanted to be taller. I wanted to be bigger. So that I would draw a line on the wall to measure my height. And then after 2 days, I went back still the same height. And after a month, I went back still the same height. So I gave up. But then after 2 years, I was taller. Do you feel that you're growing taller? I don't think so. But I don't think I'm growing anymore. I think I'm shrinking. And then, but then I'm still not a hatchback. Before I play basketball, every game before you play, we have to give our measurements. So I knew exactly how tall I was. But now when I try to measure myself, I shrink. How can I start shrinking? My back is still straight. And I'm not a hatchback. How did I shrink? But I tell you that that's because of the age. So brothers and sisters, a lot of you are not growing anymore. If you're still growing tall, then you're a monster. But then that's okay. Is our natural life, but our spiritual life has to grow. Your life will grow. God is making us so that we could obtain Him, to be more like Him. And then Paul, in the book of Romans chapter 8, it is a great chapter. He says that we are the children of God. And we are what is predestined. And when Paul said this, he only said one sentence.
讲到将来的勇士。
In this one sentence, he talks about the beginning and the end.
神预定的人。
He says we are predestined.
招他们来。
To be called.
招来的人。
And the one that are called.
称他们为义。
To be righteous.
称为义的人。
And the people that are called righteous.
就是他们的荣耀。
Will be glorified.
第一个勇预定是从前勇士。
In the very beginning, the predestination started in the beginning.
这荣耀是将来的勇士。
And to be glorified is at the end.
今生我们的经历是蒙召给称义。
And in our lifetime, we are called to become righteous.
保罗这句话伟大吧。
And this is all in one sentence.
下面更重要了。
And then it's more important.
所以预定的人主耶稣把我们招来了。
For he who are predestined.
为了一件事。
Is to be predestined for one thing.
要模仿他们制成耶稣基督的荣耀模样。
Is to become conformed to the image of His Son.
保罗用个字。
Paul used this word.
这个字呢是模型的意思。
To be conformed.
模型。
To be molded.
那个模型的字当动词用。
To be molded is a verb.
所以把它磨成 mold.
To be molded.
把它磨成。耶稣基督的模样。
To be molded to the image of Christ.
这节圣经啊。
And in this verse.
我们中国人特别容易懂。
It is easy to understand for Chinese.
我们到过年过节的时候啊。
Because when we go through Chinese New Year.
吃很多的饼和糕你们吃过啊。
We eat a lot of different types of cake.
这饼和糕怎么做的啊。
And how is this cake made?
它一个模型。
It's made by a mold.
模型里面呢。刻着图画。
And in this mold, there's this shape and image.
刻着一只兔子。
Maybe it's a rabbit.
刻着一朵花。
Maybe it's a flower.
这是模型，对不对？
It is a mold.
把面粉灌进去。
And if we put flour into it.
把它压起来。
If you press onto it.
用锤子敲一敲。
If you hammer it.
把它压挺了。
You press onto it.
到火里去烤。
You put it into the oven.
烤完了拿出来。
And you take it out.
这个模型的样子出来，这个面粉就是模型样子，对不对？
And then this cake looks exactly like the mold.
这是兔子。
It's a rabbit.
这是一朵花。
Maybe it's a flower.
保罗讲这个字就是这个意思。
And Paul used this word.
模型当动词用。
To mold is a verb.
主有个最大的模型。
God has this mold.
就是我们主耶稣基督。
This mold of Christ.
主耶稣的最大的模型。
Christ is this mold.
把我们所有的人放在这个模型里面。
And put all of us into this mold.
这是个活的模型。
This is a living mold.
这是生命的模型。
This is the life of mold.
这是为工作的模型。
This is a mold that is still in work.
慢慢地把我们磨成他儿子的模样了。
Gradually, we are pressed and look like the mold.
我们也变改变慢慢很慢很慢很慢的工作。
And gradually, we start changing.
那最宝贵的工作。
And but that's the precious work.
我们人生的价值就在这里了。
Our whole life, that's our purpose.
以赛亚书。
In the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书43章讲一个伟大的一张圣经啊。
Isaiah chapter 43 and other great chapter.
神创造了我们。
When God created us.
救赎了我们。
Save us.
他讲了七重关系。
Then there are seven types of relationships.
他提名召我们。
For then he called us.
我们都主提名召的。
We are all called by his called by our name.
知道我们的名字的。
The Lord knows your name.
啊，你们不能再懂虚拟。主人的懂虚拟。
The Lord knows your name.
主人的你吗？
The Lord knows you.
这个要有绝对把握。
So be sure of this. The Lord knows you.
主才认得你，招你的时候，提着你的名字招你的。
When the Lord calls you, He calls you by your name.
我们是儿女，怎么没听见主这句话
？So understand this.
读圣经啊。
When you read the Bible.
每次主呼召的时候都提名的。
Every time the Lord calls you, He calls you by your name.
名字叫两遍的。
And the Lord likes to call your name twice.
摩西，摩西，就这样。
He always say Moses, Moses.
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, Abraham.
保罗，保罗。
Paul and Paul.
主为什么提名第两遍啊
？Why would the Lord always call our name twice？
我也不懂。
I don't know.
大概神迫切吧。
But because probably calling us with an urgency.
因为我们的耳朵不好吧。
Or maybe we can't hear him that well.
所以我是两遍提名的。
So that's why when he calls the name, he calls twice.
神真是关切
But I tell you that the Lord cares for you. The Lord calls you by name. In the water, in the fire, He is with you. And take us precious in His sight. And He will bring us from all over the world. And just these couple of verses, we can send a whole meeting. But I'm just telling you in brief. From afar, I bring your offspring. From the end of the world, I call you. So in the Bible, it never distinguished between the
men and women.
From afar, I bring on my sons and daughters. From the end of the world, I bring my children. And then what comes after? To conclude this relationship, everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, are you called by His name? We are all called by His name. So we are in Jesus'
name.
The Lord gave us His name. Now we are all in Jesus' name. And then the Lord proclaimed the purpose of life again. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. And then He used the three different types of making. Creation. Forming. And then making. The English has the best translation. Three different types of making. Creation. Before God created us, there was no man. When men were created, we are precious. Today we are Christians. We are precious. My teacher, Brother Ni, one day he said this. He has a good friend who was knowledgeable. He is the president of some research facility. He was prideful. He called men animals. And he said he called man a type of animal. He just called man another type of animal. And I heard it, I was angry. And then Brother Ni said, let me tell you this. And Brother Ni said, in fact, I am a different type of animal. I am a different type of animal. That we Christians are a new creation to you. Because you don't know our Lord. So when he wasn't upset, he just agreed that yes, I am different from you. We are different from all the people. Because I'm saved. When I was in the Nanjing Road. Have you seen that road before? That road is blocked. There's no traffic of car, just pedestrians. And that road is made by wood. So it's very precious land. But on that road, you don't have to walk. You are being carried. You're carried by the crowd. When I'm walking on that road, I'm basically being pushed by the crowd. And all of a sudden, I have this thought. In all these men, how many of these people are saved like me? Maybe in this crowd, I am only being saved. And I started weeping. Thanks to the Lord, in the 10,000, I am chosen. If when I am in Christ, He became a new man. God created, chose us to be in His name. To be molded like Christ. God created man. And in all the people, we are different.
做成的,
and then he says that we are also formed.
因为 forming,
formed.
照着一个形象制作的,
we are formed into an image.
就刚才我做的房子模型里面制造，对不对?
Just like a mold, we are being made in a mold.
照着耶稣基督这个形象来制作我们,
we are being molded like Christ.
第三个字叫 making,
and then the last word is to be made.
他说制作,
to be made.
做细工了,
detail work.
天天的工作了,
every day we are being made.
每天在我们上做工了,
every day this work is being
done. So
that's why as children of God, we have to precious this work.
但是我们一生啊, 大事真的太不多,
and tell you in our whole life, big things happen occasionally.
大事来说不足, 你就没有祝福了,
if you only believe in the Lord in big things, then there will be very few chances. But I tell you, it is over the mundane daily things. In all things, obey the Lord. Everything is your work. I tell you that the hardest to do this work is in your own family. Everyone knows you so well. It is in the familiar place that you let loose. And then you let loose. A brother was married. And after he got married, he realized that his wife has a temper. And then he started complaining. And then an older brother came visiting. And then he said, why did you marry her at the first place? Well, because she was attractive to me. She has beautiful eyes. I looked in her eyes and I was attracted and I married her. But now that I get to see her eyes every day, it is no longer special. Her eyes are no longer special to me. And now all I can see is her temper. But then one thing he didn't understand is that his wife is the work that he has to do every day. To carry the cross. The cross is to be carried in your daily things. When I'm at home, I carry my cross. I'm not complaining about my wife. But then even though a great wife, I have a temper. I have a quick temper. And my wife is slow to temper. And then I said, we should never be late to a meeting. Then when I went, and I have to wait, she's not done yet. What is she putting on? She's not ready
yet.
If I wait for her any longer, I'll be late. And finally she came out. And I said, let's go, let's go. And then she said, wait, let me check the kitchen. And then she went back. And then my heart is racing. I'm in a hurry. And she came out. And I said, then after that, she said, let me check on the children. And I said, I will be late. You don't care being late, I do. And said, she and I are so different. And if someone who has a quick temper now measures slow, if both of us are quick to temper, then what will happen? So I tell you, your work is in your house. In your daily things, you have to learn. In all things, there's a cross for you. The Lord gives you so many chances every day to deny yourself. And this is the way of making. That our life grows gradually. And through obedience we learn. Every day we grow. And when you grow, you don't recognize it. But other people do. He says, you are a changed man. It is, you're not the same person as before. And I tell you that now I've become a patient man. My wife is slow. And she's always slow. You are my brake. Like I'm a racing car. And I'm so glad that I have this brake. Otherwise I will crash. Thanks to the Lord, someone fast is married to someone who is slow. And now after times I become a patient man. The Lord is making us. In the book of Isaiah, three words. Who is called by my name? Who I have created for my glory. Whom I have formed. Even whom I have made.
Making, 天天制作的,
to be made every day.
这声音好吧?
How great it is.
好,
then we come to the book of Jeremiah, the potter and the clay.
主呼召耶利米到雅户之家去,
when the Lord called on Jeremiah to go into the house of the potter,
窑匠正在用泥土做器皿,
and the potter is making a vessel from clay.
窑匠有绝对的权柄,
now the potter has all the authority he has.
这是很有名的圣经啊,
this is a famous Bible.
刚才我们唱的诗歌是很好的诗歌,
the song that we just sang.
就根据窑匠之家,
it is from the book of Jeremiah.
因我们是泥土,
I am the clay and you are the potter.
正等候, 又软又弱,
and I am waiting through my weaknesses.
求找你旨意,
we ask that in your will and purpose, make us. And this is the cross of making. When the potter is making a vessel, first he has to pick out his clay. The earth in the clay is so abundant.
最卑贱的,
the most low.
我们就是这块不值钱的泥土,
we are this low, lowly earth.
主把我选来了,
but the Lord chose us.
是不是我特别好啊?
How great it is.
会不会?
Don't you think?
我没有比别人好啊,
I am no better than anyone
else.
I am the same as everyone else.
但是众人没有被拣选，主拣选了我的,
but yet not everyone is chosen but me.
为什么拣选我?
Why did the Lord choose me? Because of his love. There's no answer.
Oh,
because of God's mercy.
这是神的爱,
his love.
我们和主的关系远了,
that we were afar from God.
这个创世以前,
before God created the world, he predestined us.
近一点,
so now we're closer.
在母腹中把我分别为圣,
in my mother's womb, he has separated me.
然后到了哪一夜,哪一月吧,我,哪一天吧,我得救了,
and then until that one day, we are saved.
我的更远了,
and then now we're closer.
主把我召来,
and the God called us.
他是把我泥土,
he called on this clay.
要把他杂的东西都跳出去,
and then he picked out the bad
弄干净了,
things. So he cleansed us.
才能做瓷器,
and this earth can now become clay. And in earth, there's a lot of bad things.
要跳东西啊, 要把杂质去掉,
and he used a plug to pick out the bad things.
还把它团一团,
and then he squeezed us, put us into a vessel.
短的地方把它拉长了,
the short things he pulled.
长的把它弄短了,
something that's too long he squeezed.
有尖角的把它戳远了,
something that is sharp he blends.
啊, 这个麻烦了,
and that's difficult.
我是泥土,
when I am the clay.
麻烦我是火的泥土啊,
but I am a living clay.
我有意见,
I have my opinion.
我会叫,
I want to scream.
如果我拉长一点,
when the Lord tried to pull me, I yelled.
如果我截断点,
when the Lord cuts me, I yelled.
你做得太过分了,
and he said, oh, how can you do this?
会不会?
Are you this clay?
这是我们的本相,
that's just
你们都不会,
us. If you don't scream and yell and complain, then you're better than me.
这块火的泥土都麻烦死了,
as a living clay, we bring trouble.
所以这个窑匠不是说地上泥土,
so that's why the potter has to mold this clay.
这个窑匠的忍耐有多大?
And this potter has patience. Every one of us is different. But we have one purpose. We are all molded by Christ. From this clay, we are going to be molded like Christ.
好,
and after this clay, now bring into a vessel.
画上油彩,
and after this vessel has to be painted,
最好的画画在上面,
to put on a great painting.
昨天晚上Cover City几个年轻弟兄在我家里吃饭,
last night some youngsters from Cover City was having dinner at my house.
我家里一些中国工艺品,
and then we have some great china in my house.
都是人送我的,
it's all gifts from different people.
我把有福州的漆器给他们看,
and then I brought out a china from
Fuzhou,
and I said, this is a gift from an elderly.
一个酒壶,一个酒杯,一个盘子,
this great china, a bowl, a bottle, and a plate. when you try to hold it, it's weightless. And everyone tried to carry it, it's weightless. And I said, this is the greatness, the craftsmanship of China. That we are His vessel. God made us. He put on painting on us. He put on these beautiful pictures on us. How great it is. But you can't touch it. If you try to touch the paint, it will smear. And if you touch it, the paint will smear. You can't touch it yet. You have to put this vessel into the furnace to burn it. To burn it for the right amount of time. And then you take it out. You put it in one end, come out on the other end. This clay, this earth now becomes a precious vessel. And the painting that was put on it now is part of this vessel. If you break this vessel into 10,000 pieces, the painting is still on this vessel. You can never remove the paint again. So that's why Jeremiah gave these illustrations. That we are the clay. God is the potter. To make us into the image of Christ. So let us learn Him from our daily things. Everything, every day that we experience. All things is a chance. It's a chance for me to deny myself. Become your cross. So in the book of Luke, it says, carry your cross and follow me. Everyone has your own different cross. Everyone has a different circumstance. But it is in your condition, learn to carry your cross. To obey God. And God will change us slowly. And that is your purpose. So when we get to meet the Lord, this short lifetime tells us what's to come. In eternity, it's set by how you live your life. You can't add or subtract. So precious your time. Precious the condition that you have. In Isaiah chapter 64, Isaiah is a great prophet. He says, Now, O Lord, You are our Father. We are the clay and you are potter. And all of us are the work of your hand. The potter that's working, he is our Father. He says, Oh Lord, you are a father. Yes, there has been tough times. Yes, there are hard lessons learned. Yet I believe in your grace. In all circumstances, is arranged by our father. In all circumstances, there are good things at work. So that we can learn. So that we can receive Him. And that's what Paul said. For we are His masterpiece. Are you His masterpiece? If I look at you today, I don't think anyone is. If you look at me, I am no masterpiece. But one day when the Lord comes, when our life is revealed, today our soul is saved, and when we meet the Lord again, our body is saved. When the Lord comes, Paul said, The Lord said that all things will come to His power. So that our humble body will transform. And this glorious body will be revealed. Then our body is saved. Today we're not there yet. But let us pursue so that our soul is saved. The song that we sang was a great song. What was the song? To let Lord have His own way so that I can conform. So I can be like you. That should be our slogan. Until the end of our time, we will still proclaim that let me be like you. Let me receive you. Let me be like you. To be male and female like the Lord. And that is our purpose. That is our meaning. And that is the purpose of our creation. So let us be like Christ. Let us sing Psalms 366.